Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Kiri Gray, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, Cat Sitting Pure Evil is Not Much Fun. Hell hath no fury like a pet who thinks it was abandoned. Do you think you can watch my cat? My friend had asked this the prior week while giving me a hopeful look. There are people who would find something suddenly necessary to do across the room at that moment, or give a vague, "Can I get back to you?" Not me. As a cat lady in training, I believed it was finally time to dip my toe into that feline ownership lifestyle. True, I wasn't a stranger to cat care. We'd had them in my family when I was a child, but it's a completely different relationship when you're a kid with outdoor cats versus an adult who is solely responsible for the well-being of an indoor one. Rather like being a casual acquaintance, the outdoor cat would pop in the window to eat, catch up with us for a few minutes, and then leap back into the wilds of our yard, where one would almost always find a mouse. Indoor cats are strange, needy beings who seek validation in the form of attention and Instagram likes to make up for their lack of dead animal offerings. Still, I believed I could handle watching my friend's cat for a few days. I texted her on the appointed night when she was running late. "Are you coming?" A few minutes later, I received a reply. "We got her in the cage. She is not happy." No, she was not. The moment the shaking crate, loud with the shrieks of a furious cat, opened, a white and black blur shot under my bed. She stayed there as her owners said their farewells. Obviously, she wasn't going to say goodbye. How would they know the full scope of her anger if she did so? She continued to lurk under my bed for another 2 hours. It crossed my mind that she would remain there, quietly sulking all weekend. I wish she had. Thursday night. Meow. I looked up from my computer to see the partially emerged cat regarding me, measuring me up. Her fur made her look like one of those classic cows in a children's book. From that point on, I insisted on calling her Betsy. "Hey, Betsy, are you hungry?" "Meow." I walked into the kitchen and grabbed her bowls, which I was also babysitting. I then placed the food and water on the floor before her. She looked at me. "Meow." "What? Is the water not cold enough?" I knelt down to test the liquid, not icy or warm, the perfect temperature. Maybe it was the tap water taste. I gave her some bottled water just in case. "Meow." "Do you have enough food?" I'd heard of cats who needed a full container of food to feel satisfied, like a thrifty person who would only spend when they knew they had a surplus of cash. Maybe Betsy just didn't want to eat any of the small rations I'd given her. I filled her bowl to the brim. "Meow." Okay, I'm out of ideas. I walked back to my room. Betsy followed. That night, Betsy ran around and around my bed, only stopping near my face to chat, loudly. "Meow." I figure she was telling me all about her day, since she had the most exciting life of laying in bed, eating food, and annoying humans. Whatever excited her so much, she had a lot to say on the matter. Friday afternoon. I arrived home to find Betsy curled under my comforter, creating the illusion that I had tucked a large bagel into my bed for safekeeping. She needed her rest as she hadn't slept the night before. Now it was her time to dream, most likely about gaining thumbs and using them to massacre the family who, she believed, had abandoned her. She did not rouse when I dropped my things on the desk. I left her undisturbed on the bed while I went to get some much-needed sleep on the couch. My roommate saw me later trying to fit my body into the weird grooves of the sofa. "Aw," she said, "you two have a fight?" Friday night. I had hopes that things would improve, but the second night was worse. Betsy didn't fear me, having seen my weakness, and was now confident enough to push me around. She'd come near for a few moments, allow me to touch her, and then immediately leap back and hiss. Then she'd repeat the process. I could hear her human words through the meows. "Pet me. Don't pet me. Pet me. Why the fuck are you petting me?" This game continued into the wee hours when the cat's darker side emerged. I can't believe how blinded the first humans were by the cuteness of pink paws and whiskers that they didn't go, "Maybe we should domesticate this lion to the point where it's not in the mood to attack when we are at our most vulnerable. We kept killing wolves until they stopped biting, after all." I sighed. Betsy couldn't be blamed for the laziness or lack of foresight of my ancestors. I did my best to keep my feet as still as possible while I hid my face. I shrieked when I felt her claws dig into my hair, seeking tender flesh. Saturday morning. I decided to try and play with the little demon. Her owners had left a toy, a long pole with a feather at the end that had almost certainly been used for foreplay at some point. Pushing this thought to the back of my head, I decided to use it to get on the devil cat's good side. I tickled her ears. "Beautiful Betsy, come and play." She looked at the feathers, a cheap imitation of the birds that even then nested outside my window on some pipes. Still, she had nothing better to do, so she psyched herself up. I could almost see that Stanislavski method in which she got into character. "Okay, it's a bird. I am a cat. I hunt birds. I'm going to get that bird. That bird killed my father. Die, bird!" She and I played for a good 2 hours before I had to leave. Surely she would be tired enough to go to sleep later. Saturday night. I was going crazy. Lack of slumber made me believe that talking to her would yield a fruitful result. "I don't know what you want. Just tell me what you need." She seemed to believe the same. "Meow, meow, mew, meow-woo, meow." Both of us only ended up frustrated at the other's inability to listen. Sunday. Sunday is usually my day off. There is no such thing as a day off with Betsy. While cooking my eggs, meow. Translation, "I want some." While reading a book, meow. Translation, "Wouldn't you much rather be playing with my feather toy?" While sketching, meow. Translation, "Draw me like one of your French cats." Sunday night. My late night Google history from this night. How to make a cat stop meowing. Does lavender oil calm cats like it does people? Friendships end because of pet sitting mishaps. Examples. Kill a cat and make it look like an accident? Monday. I was looking at her open cage, wondering how I was going to get Betsy to go in when she jumped into a box on the other side of the bed. It was too small for her to fit. I am sure she only squeezed herself in to amuse me. An olive branch of sorts. The cat looked at me and only gave a quick and quiet mew. I reached down to pet her. She didn't run away. She stretched her neck vulnerably. Testing my luck, I picked her up. Her furry body allowed itself to be cuddled. There was only one thing to do. Without hesitation, I shoved her into the cage and slammed the door shut just as she got her body turned around. She reached her paws through the doors and snarled at me, her angry eyes demanding to know why I had done this horrible thing. Sadly, I looked into the cage, careful to stay away from her vengeful claws. "I'm sorry I betrayed your trust." Before long, the cat was on her way back home. My apartment felt empty and quiet. I sat on my bed, expecting to fall asleep. But the silence kept me awake. Maybe I should get a kitten. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.